your last show with us before Christmas.
I think so.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. Enjoy your time with friends and family. Be safe.
Yep.
If you have extra baked goods, bring them to us.
And yes, Melissa, have a very Merry Christmas and enjoy your very short time as the right hand. Very short time.
We'll see if I give it up, Seth.
You're the best, Melissa. We appreciate you. You enjoy your day.
You too. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
We'll be back with more coming up Morning Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. People across the country have entered the thick of a travel nightmare with a winter storm snarling roads and air traffic on one of the busiest weeks of the year. This woman is stuck at Chicago's O'Hare.
My original flight was canceled, and so right now we're just standby passengers.
More than 1,500 flights have been canceled in the U.S. so far today, 700 already scratched for tomorrow. Reporter Bruce Marcus begins team coverage from Eagle River, Wisconsin.
Lots of blowing, drifting snow has made driving difficult, if not impossible, in many places. Virtually all events are canceled. Even people who generally like winter are fed up with all this snow.
Just close my eyes and hope it's gone.
What's the worst thing about it?
The cleanup.
I'm Jim Krasula. Advocates for the homeless across the South are scrambling to find additional space for people as record cold takes aim at the region. Ricky Bates is a homeless man in coastal Gulfport, Mississippi.
A lot of them ain't got nothing. They just barely do have clothes on their back.
Tis the season for a triple-demic, correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
Hospitals across the country are reporting a surge in flu, COVID, and RSV cases.
My husband is actually at home right now with COVID. Christmas is canceled for him, and I will test with my daughter on Christmas Eve to make sure that we're safe to go to my parents.
Dr. Sophie Jan in New York.
We are up by 150% for sick visits compared to this time last year. We're up by 300% compared to this time 2 years ago.
45 states are reporting increases in respiratory illnesses.
Doctors say there are signs RSV cases have peaked. President Zelensky made his pitch for more U.S. aid and weapons for Ukraine in a speech before a joint session of Congress last night.
We stand, we fight, and we will win because we are united. Ukraine, America, and the entire free world. But
the Senate has yet to pass a $1.7 trillion government spending bill that includes aid for Ukraine. Face the Nation's Margaret Brennan.
This current package, if it passes in the omnibus, is about $45 billion. That's the largest package to date. And it is estimated that it could take us through May of 2023. But as President Zelensky said himself, honestly, it's not enough weaponry.
The Senate due back this hour to continue work on that bill. A stronger than expected showing for the economy in the third quarter. Bank Rate's Mark Hamrick.
GDP is said to have expanded at a revised annual rate of 3.2% last quarter. That's up from the previous estimate of 2.9%. It marks an acceleration from the contractions in the first two quarters of the year.
The Dow is up 188 points in early trading. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
a winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Overcast this afternoon with snow likely. High of 9. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for snow again tonight, 7 below. Cloudy. High of 1. Tomorrow, snow likely. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 1 above.
Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this December 22nd, 2022. It is 10:05 on the clock, and you got your host, James J., here. At 10:30, we're going to be joined by Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension, Wood County. Looking forward to that. Right now, in studio, we have some of our favorite people, Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being here, you guys. I did not expect you to be in studio today. That's so cool that you guys came in. Thanks for being here.
Luckily, we're close. You know, we could make the cross-country ski here or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we could probably walk here.
We could do it.
I really appreciate the sled dogs. I get to pet them afterwards, right? I get to go out there and pet the sled dogs.
Okay. Actually, if we got both of our dogs together, we would have got here quicker than driving, I think. Mm-hmm. They got a lot of energy.
Young pups.
Yep.
I will say Mother Nature is giving us a perfect backdrop to talk about some of the stuff we're going to be getting into today, though. So that kind of worked out. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mother Nature,
right?
For that.
It's a wonderland out there, for sure. Yeah.
What is happening at the shop? How are things over there?
Yeah, lots of things happening. It's the hustle and bustle of the holiday season, right? Everybody's coming in, and with snowstorms, that changes it, too, because everyone's like, oh, I got to get in. But we'll talk a little bit of last-minute gifts. I know we talked about gifts last week, but we'll talk a little bit about last-minute gifts. But just a few things. So our business hours, a lot of people change their business hours when Christmas is coming and holiday season. So it's going to be normal business hours this whole week. So Christmas Eve, Saturday, will be open until 4 o'clock on Christmas Eve. Next week, going into New Year's, is to be continued be determined, because we might be doing inventory, so we may close. The soonest would probably be 2 o'clock, but you know what? We have to do inventory at least once a year. Sometimes we got to just close the doors a little early so we can get in there and get an accurate count.
And this last week of the year is always that. I don't know whether you're talking like stuff that you watch on TV or you know, stores that you visit or anything. Everything is, you know, kind of call ahead, make sure you know, or check and see if they're open, that kind of thing.
Right. So that's mostly just a little information for everyone. Like, check ahead the next week. But this week, come on in. We're here like normal. And then the continual of hide the pickle that were doing last week.
Has it been found yet?
It's been found once, I believe.
We got to do a couple more.
So I think circuits. I need to bring it into not as hard of a spot, maybe. So anyways, we still have it out. We encourage people to look for this beautiful, shiny pickle. And it's like 10% off of a select item. So it's a good thing to find. I might have to put it more in the open, because I really want more people to find this pickle.
I should tell you about my recent pickle story.
Okay.
So my wife has a friend who's a choir teacher. He teaches at the university in Stevens Point, jazz vocals, actually, more specifically. He had a holiday party, and on their Christmas tree, they had all these ornaments, and it was like a scavenger hunt.
Oh, cool.
And they had a lot of pickle ornaments, little ones, bigger ones. and it was a game of, like, you know, find. They had like a whole treasure hunt. Like, there was like 20 things we had to find. They had them ranked by difficulty.
On the tree.
These guys are big into adventure racing. So this is like an indoor adventure race.
I love it.
Between finding pickles on their tree and then the great Christmas songs that we were singing with, you know, all these choir people, voice people. It was an excellent
song. Oh, it sounds awesome.
Yeah. But it made me it reminded me of Katrina's pickle ambition at our store. And I was like, okay, I think I found more pickles on this tree than people have found. So Katrina's doing an excellent job of hiding.
Very good.
We're going to make it a little easier now.
I don't take any credit. It's all Jamie. It was Jamie's idea, and it was her first hiding spot. I just might bring it into a new spot to find it.
There you go.
Was Katrina a good hider at hide and seek when you guys were kids? Was she? Oh, yeah. That may be we're seeing a pattern here. We're
the only thing she was better at is running very fast.
That I could imagine. I also imagine that it's probably good to use a fake pickle. If you used a real pickle and nobody can find it, that could go badly. Yeah, that could go poorly,
although
I imagine.
Although it's like fermented. It's good for us. Right? It's fermented. Right. It might stay for a while. Just dry
out. Yeah.
Well played. Nicely. So, I didn't think of that. That's fun to hear, though. So that game is still kind of going on. That.
Yeah, so come on in. Hmm. Maybe, you know, be safe on the road, but come on in. Look for the pickle. Get 10% off of a select item. Yeah, we're excited to have winners.
That's yeah.
I'm going to make it more obvious. I'm going to go back and make it more obvious, everyone. Yeah. Yes. So let's talk a little bit of last minute Christmas, right?
Okay.
We talked last minute Christmas. Well, we talked Christmas gifts last week, but you know, there's a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple days to gather things. Some people celebrate in the new year too, because it's different families that they're celebrating with and such. But, we've talked about these beautiful baskets, the Alafia baskets. We have a lot of them in store right now, and they're so fun to fill with. Mm-hmm. You can fill stuff with it or just give it as a gift. Like, we gave my daughter's teachers that as a gift.
Nice. Oh, that's a sweet
when
gift.
When we walked there today to give them to them, they're like, oh, I want that. I'm like, yep, sorry. Maybe I'm your teacher.
The basket
really
alone is a great gift, let alone, you know, if you wanted to fill stocking stuffers in the basket. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a doubly good gift there.
We got a lot of folks coming in doing that.
I bet.
We've ordered tons of baskets, and they're all unique. Mm-hmm. They're all beautiful. I recommend you kind of come in. I mean, it's not exactly early anymore, but come in soon and take a look at the baskets, because you're going to find one that you like. And right now, there's the most options, really. Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of different, I shouldn't say a bunch, but there's a couple of different sizes too, correct?
Yeah, there's little and big. And with that, there's different prices. So it depends on how much you want to spend for that gift as well.
Yeah.
But other fun things are, you know, who doesn't like coffee and tea and chocolate? Like, all those things are great. A great addition to a Christmas gift. Or I find I like wrapping my gifts sometimes and putting like a chocolate bar on top instead of a bow, making it fun.
Oh, I like that is the way you gift. That's the way to do it. So so we should make that needs to be like a law. Mm-hmm. Like that should be in the Bill of Rights
bows.
Or something.
Bows, you can't, I mean, you can use them again, but like half people just throw them away. This chocolate, your tummy will thank you for that.
Yeah, I might not even unwrap the gift. I'll just have the chocolate and like whatever that's underneath, whatever. It doesn't matter.
I know how to gift for you guys, I guess.
Just chocolate on top of a chocolate bar.
That's it. Yeah, we're good.
Yeah. You can wrap one chocolate bar and put it.
Done.
Unwrapped chocolate
sandwich
bar on top.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, love it. Gift certificates. Easy, simple, really great thing to do for the season. Gift certificates. They, you know, you can use them for infinity. Let's talk pet health, right? People love their pets more than themselves often and will give them more things, better things. We have a good selection of different pet products. That could be a fun way too is, you know, you're going to get a gift for your aunt, but gosh, I don't know, she doesn't really need anything, but she loves that her dog. Let's give her dog this product or whatnot. So that's a really fun gift too, and all sorts of different things for different ailments for the dogs or health for the dogs.
Our furry friends, you know, taking care of them this time of year, it kind of gets put on the back burner sometimes. It's nice to remind people about that.
It's really cold out, I don't think I want to go outside. Dog, just go quick and come back in.
You don't want to leave your dog out. It's one of your favorite members of the family. They'll get excited too. My dog actually likes unwrapping the gifts. He likes the papers.
What?
Yes. And he's like chewing it, and you know, probably not good for him. But
don't put the chocolate bar on yours then, and then another really fun one is Vanfast oils and vinegars. We had you sample some last time, and then there's a variety of different flavors, but that's also really great whether you're just going to someone's house and you want to give a gift, or you have that hard to buy person. They like to be in the kitchen and cook. They like food, which most of us like food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then That's a great gift to give to.
Oils, vinegars, those are sneaky good gifts. Mm-hmm. Like any gift that keeps giving kind of thing, especially if they find one they like. Yep. And when they run out of that one, they end up buying more. I think that happened on an aunt of mine where for 20 years she used this olive oil that my Nana gave her once and she always just fell in love with it.
Right? And then you think of those people too when you have
gifts. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You, every time you enjoy it, you take it out of the cupboard, mm-hmm. you think of them, you put on your salad, you remember them.
Yeah.
And I was helping a customer a couple days ago, and she was really into it. We sampled probably 5 or 6 different vinegars and oils, and then she bought like sets of them. And she was like, I need to remember how they came together because we were brainstorming together, you know. And she was like, so I put rubber bands around the sets. There's an oil and a vinegar, and she found all these really fun combinations. I'm trying to remember what we had. We have an orange olive oil that's a new one we've got. I don't even think there's a tag out for it right now. How new it is.
Wow.
But it has this great like orange like fragrance to it. You know, like it hits your nose right away. And we paired that with like, what was it? Pear balsamic,
I think it was. Oh, that would be good. Even date balsamic would be so good with that orange.
That's another one we did is date and orange, because that sort of has like a festive feel to it.
Yeah.
You know, you put oranges in your stockings.
It does.
You know, dates are like a dried fruit. So it's like, you know, kind of sweet but fragrant with the orange. Mm-hmm. So we had a lot of fun, and she made all these little bundles, and I think she had like 5 or 6 Christmas gifts basically set up with these Von Fuss oils and vinegars, and the colors were great. Mm-hmm. Oh, cranberry orange was another one.
She's into orange. I love it.
I think she had something coming in from out of town, you know, maybe out of state. I forget. But I said, you know, people in Wisconsin Rapids, sometimes they're like, cranberries, I've got, you know, 1,000 cranberries. Yeah.
We see them rolling in the fall. We see them rolling on the cement because of the harvest.
It's an abundance of cranberries.
There's such abundance here. Yeah. But for people outside of, you know, central Wisconsin, cranberries are really special, and they're very connected to central Wisconsin. Yeah. So I was like, this would be great if you have anybody who's coming in from out of town. She's like, oh, yeah, I do. And then, you know, we did that pairing with the orange olive oil, which is lovely.
Yeah.
It also gives us a nice, I'm sorry, Kridger. It also gives us a great example of the care and the you know, hands-on nature you guys give clients.
Yeah.
When people come into the store, that's a normal occurrence over there.
Yeah.
We like to say stop in for the experience. So, you know, come in, have an experience with us, you know, whether it's doing a tasting or whether it's just having a conversation about bettering someone's health. That's definitely something
peanut butter.
All those things.
Fresh grown almond. Have we got our almonds in?
That's going to come in tomorrow probably. So real
fresh. Soon to be fresh, very fresh almond butter. Nothing better.
Yeah. Since we're talking food.
Yeah, we got to get into food here.
Let's move to talking about New Year's and Christmas food. Ooh. So we have a couple of food thoughts and ideas. Since we're kind of like skating around all sorts of good conversations today. Yeah. So,
you know, what's one of my favorite special occasion, like New Year's or Christmas foods?
What is it?
Shrimp.
Mm. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sneaky good one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Shrimp tacos?
Mm-hmm.
I probably wouldn't do that for Christmas or New Year's, but I like your idea.
I'm with you on
it. You know, like you could put it on pasta. Yep. You could do a lot with shrimp.
Fredo,
You could just make like a...
with a little tomato dip sauce. What do they call that?
Oof. Yeah, what do they call this? When they're cold, cocktail. Shrimp cocktails. So you could do that, you know, if you've got a gathering, you're going to.
Calamari.
You don't have to bring them warm. You can bring them cold. So, like, we sell this really great shrimp. It's wild caught off the coast of Argentina, which is very clean waters. Mm. And they're just like that beautiful, nice size.
Mm.
There's nothing added to it. There's nothing pumped into it.
I got
to
try that.
It's quality, how it should come off of the coast, right? Yeah. I mean, that's how it should be. So those are super great, wonderful for New Year's or Christmas, because not everybody wants, a lot of people, you know, want to have seafood for Christmas and not maybe like heavy on the
You can cook it with some lemon olive oil or Von Foss lemon
drizzle
olive oil.
It.
My papa always loved having seafood for Christmas and that kind of thing. Yeah,
it's a real special occasion, you know, especially in the past. You know, like our grandparents and stuff. It was hard to get. It was expensive. It still is a little bit expensive, and still is a little hard to get.
Mm.
It certainly took us a while before we found a shrimp that was to, you know, the quality and purity that we wanted to sell. Because there's a lot of shrimp out there. You know, it's just like salmon. We didn't sell seafood until, I don't know, like probably, it was probably 15 years ago now, but yeah. We started selling salmon because we could get wild-caught Alaskan salmon, mm-hmm. which is actually really good for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so good.
Cool isn't probably the right word for it, but I do think it's kind of interesting in this day and age in 2022 when, you want to order something, it's there in a day, that kind of thing, that we yeah. still, the only way to get fresh, you know, really, really fresh stuff, it's still going through the same process as we yeah. always have to get the fresh, you know, seafood to our part of the world here and that yeah. kind of thing.
Absolutely.
It's interesting.
It takes, special occasion.
It doesn't take as long as it used to, but yeah. you're right, there still is that process.
Yeah.
And we shouldn't forget that. Like, I think we get kind of numb to, oh, we can just get this in one day.
Right.
It's like, yeah, but what about the quality of that thing?
Yes.
So that's
yeah.
another very important point there. Let's do a little sampling because
ooh,
I think, right, so maybe somebody that doesn't want to drink alcohol on the holiday or yeah. for New Year's or something like that, a great alternative is kombucha. So
I have one
for you. It's called Harvest Fruit. It's a local pear, apple, and spiced pumpkin for you.
The
kombucha is made in Spencer, Wisconsin. We get different flavors on the regular, daily,
yeah.
every other day. And we have four different flavors on tap. But I know somebody that he gave up drinking alcohol, and then he switched to drinking soda, and he stopped drinking that. He moved to just drinking kombucha because it was better for his health. And so he uses this as like, hey, it tastes yeah. like these things, and it's bettering his health. So
more, yeah. please.
Sorry, I only gave you a small portion. I'll have to bring you a big cup next time.
More, please. More. That's really good. That's
yeah.
really
nice.
Good.
Yeah, and this is another experience. You can taste all these.
Yes.
So you can
yes.
say, like, okay, this is what we're serving for dinner. What's going to go well with it? And you
yeah.
can taste it. And once you taste it, you're probably going to be like James. You're going to say, like, I can't just get one container. I'm
no.
going to get two of these.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're gonna go through it.
It's like potato chips. Like, taking one sip is not enough. You need more.
It's because it tastes so good. It's the bubbles and the crunch of potato chips.
I don't drink a lot of bubbled stuff.
Yeah.
I don't drink a lot of those kind of things.
Carbonation.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I can't think of the word. Kombucha, I like a lot. I have to say, and I never want this to come across like I'm telling people what to do or what their own bodies or health. But if you're looking for reasons to stop smoking, I did about 4 years ago, and my taste buds have come back with a fury.
Oh, yeah.
And the way I taste things now, I feel like I've never tasted anything before in my life the way that I'm tasting stuff now. And with kombucha, it's so fun. I feel like I taste every flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like
I get the pumpkin. I get the pear. That apple.
Yeah, and the aftertaste that comes after that is even more rewarding. Mm-hmm. Like, it's some good stuff.
The only way you could get more flavor sensation, James, is if you're pregnant.
Yeah.
That might be difficult for you and I.
Probably tough to pull off for us, but yeah, I know what you're saying.
No, it's food aversions. That's what it is. It's called heightened food aversions. Mm. I thought I was a dog for a while when I was pregnant. I was like, oh my gosh, my tastes and smells are outrageous. Jason, please stop cutting a garlic and onions, because I think I'm going to throw up right now.
Oh, that was my mom.
Yeah.
My mom couldn't handle garlic in an Italian house, too. That was rough.
I know. So
dark
hard.
Times.
Mm, that is really good stuff.
Yeah.
And what was that flavor again?
That one is the Harvest Fruit. It's local pear, apple, and spiced pumpkin. So, again, great for maybe you're going to have a gathering, and you're like, oh, I'll just do an alternative beverage, and I'll have this in a growler, and people can, drink it that way. Or maybe for the New Year, you want to try something different and special. So another fun thing.
That was a great choice.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, a couple last minute things here, because how is the time flown by?
Yeah, it really does. Every time we get together, you guys.
It's just like how the holidays go in general, right?
Yes.
Very
yes.
good.
Well
point.
Played.
So I like to highlight we have a lot of like unique meats that we offer, like elk, buffalo, different cuts of them. Mm. Yeah, I know. You look surprised,
yeah,
but we've had them for a while here.
But I guess I didn't realize that they were that different, that different types of meat. Wow, elk. I've never had that.
Elk is wonderful. Yeah.
I got to try that.
And then grass-fed local beef in the area that we have that's really great too, and lots of different cuts of that.
If you want to have like steaks or something, like that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I like surf and turf, so I'd probably do shrimp and steaks.
Mm-hmm.
For like New Year's or maybe Christmas if I'm
so
having a
fancy surf and turf.
Mm. Oh, good stuff. I'm crashing your Christmas
party.
I'm definitely crashing
it. We'll have a Hanukkah party for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Another couple of things is, like, we have really unique cheeses. So people make a lot of cheese boards. So, like, Jason, on his side of the family, they make this huge cheese, like, charcuterie board, right? With the meat, the cheese, the olives, the fruit, all the things.
Yeah.
We have, like, all those things to fill your charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah.
And with really, really robust, like, fun cheese flavors. And a lot of alternatives. Some people can't have, like, cow's milk cheese. Right. So a lot of other cheeses that people can have.
Yeah,
so many good flavors
with
that.
Sheep's milk cheese, goat's milk cheese, cow's milk cheese, obviously. A lot of award-winning cheeses, too, from around the state. Carr Valley, stuff like that. Just wonderful stuff.
This seems like a good place to fit it in, because I was looking for an opportunity to bring this up. I want to say it was right before the last time you guys joined us, because I was telling the listener that you guys were going to be joining us that week, and didn't have a chance to bring it up then. But I was talking to her, and she was explaining how she has recently discovered that she has always had a some diet restrictions, but she didn't know. She was, I want to say, in her 50s, 60s, somewhere in between there. And she's just now realizing that, oh, I've been having all these health issues all these years because of this stuff. And she'd, you know, find that out. And she was just overwhelmed with the choices and options she had. She thought she was going to be kind of like, oh, this is all I can eat now. Sure. This is all I'll have. She stopped by her guys' store and somebody helped her. She said it wasn't one of you guys. Somebody else had helped her. And she found a wide variety of things that that were able to eat and take in. And I imagine she can't be the only one. You know, there's a lot of people out there, whether you are young, old, no matter what age you are, finding out about restrictions you might have to your diet. Yeah. It's such a different world now. I think about when my daughter, just 20 years ago, being lactose intolerant, and we got almond milk, hon. Like, that's about it. I hope you like this. Like, now there's just so many more options out there for people.
And even what's also really cool is that you can now get maybe like a gluten-free or dairy-free option when you go to a restaurant for like a bun or something. Yeah. So it's really gotten, it's a lifestyle and not just a trend, or not just like, only so many people have this. It's
We get a lot of people who come in, you know, because they have family members coming in from out of town. Pie crusts are our best example. We sell tons of frozen gluten-free pie crusts because it's hard making pie crust to begin with, and then to make one that's gluten-free, I don't even want to think about it.
But they taste great. Anybody taste can great. Enjoy
like,
them.
You wouldn't even need to make two different kinds of pie crust. You just bring this pie crust and you know, put whatever toppings you want, apple, whatever it is, and you've got a beautiful pie, really easy, and it's gluten-free. So we have a lot of things. If you're kind of scratching your head, like, okay, I've got this relative coming in. They're gluten-free. They have a lactose intolerance, a dairy intolerance, whatever it is. This is what, you know, my dad and probably my grandfather were working on for a long time, and we've really brought in. And we try a lot of these foods. We make sure that they're all really tasty and that they work well. So, you know, we've been doing this for a couple of years. and it's something we really take a lot of pride in.
It's nice. I know big cities that don't always have these options. It's so cool to be able to offer these options for our locals, for our people in this area and everything. And the restrictions that used to be just aren't there really anymore. There are certainly restrictions, the options are so much better now and chances. And I encourage you to look into that and find out more. Maybe even if it isn't just an option, maybe if it's not a restriction, you just want to try different things. Go for it.
Maybe you're supporting somebody in your family, like in your house. You're like, I'll go gluten-free because you are, and it'll make it much easier for you to do this.
It really makes them feel love, too.
Yeah, that's a form of love. Absolutely.
Oh, I did that with my ex, and it was something that I didn't think at the time meant that much. And even all these years later, we're divorced, all that stuff. We're friends now, and she would bring that up. And I thought that was really cool. Because at the time, I didn't think that it would make a big difference. Yeah. But that's a great point to bring up, you guys. I just recently had a gluten-free pancakes. Tasted just fine. It didn't taste any different to me. I felt actually bad. Like I was supposed to say that they tasted different, and they didn't taste any different to me.
Like, they're good. I know. Good things. Really good. And this is a good time to think about these things, right? We're going into the new year. It's a good time to start thinking about your health. Maybe you're a person that does resolutions, or maybe you're a person that's like, oh, how do I want to just like live longer, be healthier, have less inflammation? It's a really good time to reflect. And again, I want to remind people, it doesn't have to happen on Jan 1st. It can happen months later. It can even happen in September of the year.
And it can happen next Monday if you'd like.
Exactly. It's very important to start thinking about our health, though. That's what's important.
Yep. There's never a bad time to jump on that wagon. There's never a bad time to do that.
Absolutely.
So we were talking about a lot of different things. Is there anything you wanted to wrap up on our last minute here?
Let's see. Normal business hours, and then to be determined on New Year's, but we will definitely be open for parts of that.
Yeah.
And we have lots of great holiday gift ideas, last-minute ones, and we still have a lot of really good sales happening till the end of the month and end of the year, I guess I could say now.
Yeah.
Like a lot of really good Terry Natural sales that are
big sales.
The best sale that we can kind of offer with him. And so if you need to stock up, those are more immune-focused products, but that's a really good time to...
immune system too. But yeah, tons of stuff. Give us a call or stop in if you got any questions on it.
Yeah, but we still have like another week or so of the year that we can... get those things. So,
absolutely. We encourage you to stop by the shop anytime. Be sure to follow Family Natural Foods on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up on things. I love your guys' Instagram page and keeping up on all those. You can visit them at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids, and maybe call ahead to make sure of the hours next week, otherwise normal hours. This last time we're going to see you guys. Well, Katrina, you'll be in with us next week and everything.
You get me next week.
Yeah, but do want to wish you, yours, your whole family, everybody there, great, great Merry Christmas to you all. Stephen, have a great New Year's. Enjoy your time with your loved ones. Be safe out there. Thank you so much for everything you do for our community and putting up with me as you do a couple times a month. We appreciate you guys. Thank you very much for the time.
Thank you.
A big happy holiday. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to everybody out there.
Yeah. Absolutely. And we just appreciate you all because that's why we're here, because of you.
Well said. Nice job. We'll wrap up. We'll be back with more Morning Magazine right here on WFHR.
It's a whole new game when the Badgers face Oklahoma State for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix on December 27th. Your business can be a part of the action right here on your local Civic Media radio station, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Learn how you can share your Badgers pride during the game, airing locally and streaming everywhere. Call 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
Lights, camera, action. It is time for your close-up with WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's. Listen to WFHR every Friday morning at 8:30. We'll play a quote from a famous movie, name the actor, character, or movie, and you'll win two value baskets and two concrete mixers from the superstars at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids. Join us Fridays to be WFHR's Star of the Day featuring Culver's.
Insulin, penicillin, the heart transplant. All of these medical breakthroughs were thanks to research. Research made possible with the help of volunteers. That's where you come in. The All of Us Research Program is asking for people from across the U.S. to share their unique health information. Because the more data researchers have, the faster they can find the next health breakthrough. But there can be no breakthroughs without research, and there's no research without you. Learn more at joinallofus.org/WBA, sponsored by All of Us Wisconsin.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Overcast this afternoon with snow likely. High of 9. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for snow again tonight 7 below. Cloudy. High of 1. Tomorrow snow likely. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 1 above.
Good morning, and welcome back to The Morning Magazine. It's time for part two.
Well, Welcome back, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this December 22nd, 2022, 10:33 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. here, and we are joined right now by our good friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with the University of Extension, Wisconsin. Thank you so much for being here, Laura. Appreciate you being in studio, too.
You bet. Good morning, James. It's great to be here on this snowy morning.
I'm telling you, there ain't many greater inventions than four-wheel drive. But it is a great invention right there. Appreciate you being here, Laura, and especially because, you know, any chance we can talk 4-H, I want to take it, especially this time of year where we're looking at the next year and we're looking at maybe kids getting involved in new things, parents getting involved in new things, and the importance of some of this stuff that we're going to talk about today, like the importance of partnerships.
Absolutely. You know, we can all only do so much, mm-hmm. right? And when we find others to work with, we can really extend the reach of what we can do. And let's face it, right? Each one of us brings something unique and special to the table. You have skills that I don't have, but that I find value in mm-hmm. other spaces, right? And I hope that I have some skills that other people find valuable.
You
and,
absolutely
you know, I can
do.
Offer some things. So, and I also think just speaking in terms of economy, right? Rather mm-hmm. than everybody trying to reinvent the wheel and do things all on their own, you know, it's expensive in terms of time as well as funds and everything else. So the more we can work together, the further we can impact our communities in great ways. Yeah. And I think in past times, I've talked to you about, you know, just how much I appreciate our incredible libraries here in Wood County.
Yeah.
And so it's because of an upcoming program that we have with Macmillan that's kind of why I wanted to focus on those partnerships and what we can do. Because, you know, yes, I work for the 4-H program, but I don't only work for 4-H. You know, I really care about making sure that the young people in our communities are able to build the skills that they need to be successful adults. I really care that our young people in communities get the services that they need so that they can remain healthy, both physically and mentally. And so these partnerships are really what make that possible.
Yeah. You know, Laura, one of the things that I've been blessed with in this position, in this job. I got two different guests coming in Monday through Friday, and a lot of those guests tend to be nonprofit people. Mm-hmm. And when I was a kid and first moved to this area, the nonprofits were more of like crabs in a barrel, like just kind of pulling each other down to get to one another or get to that mighty dollar or what have you. And doing this job and moving back to the area, I see it's the exact opposite now. People working together. Oh, you got that covered? Well, we're going to cover this. Or working together. The lines, there are no lines anymore. Everybody's on the same side. Everybody's rooting for each other. Everybody's pulling for each other. And when we see the 4-H in our library working together, when we see the 4-H in this organization working together, that's what you're seeing. You're seeing not only the essence of community, but the way that we make a better world. All this stuff, everything we're doing, no matter what the nonprofit is or what the business is or anything else, I think most of it is designed to take care of kids, to help kids, to prepare them to be great adults and to, you know, take over these jobs we're doing now. That's the point of society.
You bet.
I feel in this area, they're getting it right with the way that everybody's working together more.
Right. I think it's been so important for all of us to realize that really, you know what, our goal at the end, that end game, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And each organization might have some different philosophies or some different ideas for how to reach that same goal, but understanding that we're stronger together, mm-hmm. right? When we pool those resources, and hey, even if we pool our philosophies a little bit, you know what? Like, I've learned so much from Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Mm. Our membership rules might be different. The way that we form troops or clubs might be different.
Yeah.
But boy, we all have some pretty interesting stuff that works across the board. Mm-hmm. So if we can share, if we can work together, you know, we're going to help each other reach those goals, reach those that end game, if you will.
Right. So let's talk about some of the programs that are going on. It looks like that there's one coming up at Macmillan.
You bet. So I'm guessing that you've met Carrie Priest, the children's librarian.
She's
there
great.
At
Carrie's great.
Macmillan. So she and I have decided to join forces to offer a sewing class, and I think that this is going to be pretty cool personally.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people think like this sewing thing, it's kind of old fashioned, we don't really need, but I'm going to tell you, my daughter is a dancer. They put on the Nutcracker last weekend or was it the weekend? It was the weekend before. And I was backstage repairing costumes like nobody's business. And everybody thought like I had this incredible talent. And truth be told, I just know how to thread a needle and I'm willing to go for it and try. And so many others can. Like, this is not something to be afraid of. And it's a practical skill. So we're going to open this up for kids from 8 years old to 11 years old. Yes, they're old enough to run a sewing machine. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we're going to do a 3-session series. So they're going to learn all of the basics. And then they're going to make a pillowcase and a drawstring bag. Ooh. So they'll have cool projects to take home and to keep. And two real keys on this one. Number one, our entire Wisconsin library system is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So kids don't have to own a sewing machine.
Mm.
Our library has 4 sewing machines, and Carrie is lined up to get 6 more sewing machines.
Wow.
And the extension office has sewing machines.
Nice.
So if kids are interested, but they don't have a machine, they should, you know, come on down anyway.
Yeah.
We can work with that.
That's awesome.
And the other piece is parents don't need to know how to do this.
Mm.
But we do want a parent or an adult guardian to be there with the kids.
Yeah.
Because then as the kids are learning these new skills, if they want to kind of sample and toy with, even if they don't have a sewing machine at home, they can start playing around with maybe some hand sewing or some fabric selection or, you know, that dreaming and that goal building. It's so helpful if there's an adult there who sees what the kids are learning.
Right.
So they can reinforce and help and encourage once they're back home. This isn't a skill to learn or an activity to take just to keep kids busy. It's something, you know what, they can do something with it later. And it might be creative. It might be functional. It might be both.
Mm-hmm.
But we just want those adults there to, I mean, it's so important. You know, for that moving forward.
Hmm. Sewing is one of those things that I genuinely think like a lot of skill sets should be almost taught to everybody. I pull back from saying mandatory, but like just borderline, like right under mandatory. I feel like it should be only because it's such a gifted asset to have.
Mm-hmm.
Just between you and I, Laura. Okay, don't tell anybody else this. but I, when I was younger, had this. I didn't have a lot of clothes, but I had this one pair of jeans that I love these jeans, and the top button came off, and I could not sew it back on. My mom kind of says, "All right, Jimmy, you can go ahead and I'll sew it on for you later." But I didn't want to wait for her to do it, like a typical, you know, impatient teenager. So I tried to do it myself, and somehow I got my pinky like wrapped around into the, like, I don't know how I did this. Please don't tell anybody; it's very embarrassing. and I'm sorry. And I was afraid to tell my mom about it and everything. I go to my mom to show her, and she laughed, of course, cut me loose, and taught me how to do it. And it didn't take that long. And it's something that I kind of still have to ask, you know, maybe I Google something or whatever. But it's helped me so many times. You mentioned a similar situation. I'm getting ready to go out on stage. My top button breaks. I'm able to sew it before I even get out there. Like little things like this. To be honest with the audience, being single, being alone, you know, and out there and stuff, you tend to have a lot of times in your life where, hey, I need something done and there's nobody else to help me.
Right?
It's nice to have that skill set.
And you think just, again, personal economy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Silly story. My daughter is just about to turn 16, and she's really into like vintage clothes.
Mm.
Some vintage, like here, you know, whatever, not that old, but some of it really old, like historical clothing.
Cool.
But I just dug up a coat of my dad's from Sears, and I'm guessing it's the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to wear it, and I pulled it out, and my daughter was just like, she had never seen it before. Mm-hmm. The extra long collar, the whole works. Like, it is a period piece. And I took it into the cleaners just to get dry cleaned. And I went to pick it up, and it wasn't there because it was missing a button, which was totally okay with me because that was my dad's coat.
Mm-hmm.
But they automatically assume that if there's a button missing or whatever, that people don't have the skills to do something as basic as that. So it's ready for me today.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys didn't have to do that. And they explained why, really.
It's very cool that they
do. It's an assumption that people don't have the skills even to replace a button. Hmm. So it floored me a little bit. And I think just like you said, like there are some basic things, like totally we can do it by ourselves. We don't have to be experts at, but it's like cooking.
Yeah.
It's like yard work. Like basic knowledge. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be an expert, but a little basic knowledge will take you far.
Yeah.
So that's what we're helping to like open up for the young people here in the area. This is not a 4-H program. You don't have to be a member of 4-H. You don't have to hold a Macmillan Public Library card or anything like that. It's open to anybody. And these programs, it's a 3-part series. And we do ask that everybody comes and attends all three because the skills are going to build on each other. Somebody who's never run a sewing machine would be able to come, would not be able to come in that last session and really be able to do what we're doing. So it's three Tuesdays. We're going to have January 10th, then February 7th, and then March 7th from 6 to 7 p.m. So we'll start out with the basics. What are the tools? What are they for? How do you thread a sewing machine? How do you, you know, push the fabric through the sewing machine? Mm-hmm. How do you change the stitches? All of that kind of stuff. And then we'll step up into making that drawstring bag. And the most complicated project is the pillowcase. And so it's a free program. We have specific things we're going to do at each program. And we do just ask that everybody registers so that we can make sure that we have the sewing machines and the other equipment there and ready.
I love the idea of them not only learning this, but say you make that pillowcase, who knows how long you'll be able to use that. Mm-hmm. And every time you use it, being reminded of that moment, of that time of learning something. And that is that's constant encouragement given to them, giving to themselves, really. That's a very cool, this is a really cool idea. If people do want to register for this, how can they do that?
So registration is going to be going through Carrie at Macmillan Library. Mm-hmm. And so it's a two-step part. First, she just wants you to email her, and then she'll send you a link to do the final registration. So Carrie's email is kaprecce@macmillanlibrary.org. And I'm trying to think of what the best way is, because I wonder if people might not understand my letters as I'm spelling her name there.
I will say what we usually do, because there's no way to do websites over the air. We're still learning to figure out that technology. I don't know. Yeah. And nobody's got a perfect system yet. If you go to Macmillan's website, they have a contact section. Should be able to find Carrie's name right away. That's what I've done in the past, and I know other people at Macmillan have. So just go to macmillanlibrary.org, and should have no problem being able to find her from there. And certainly if you want to call the library, reach out to them, they'll get you hooked up with the right person.
Perfect. And one other thing that I was going to say here is that the sewing community is incredibly generous. You know, making things for other people and all of that kind of stuff all the time. So we even have donated fabric that kids will be able to use for the program. But we will, you know, we also understand that kids have their favorite things. So if they have desires to have a specific fabric or something like that, maybe it's providing that, you know, going out and shopping and bringing that into the program. Mm-hmm. But even that's not necessary because of the generosity of our sewing community. So,
and they really, I second that, Laura. They've helped us out at the theater a couple of times. They're great, great community.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
We're speaking with Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back, and hang out with Laura some more here on the morning show at my morning magazine here at WFHR.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place, you know, that spot that only you know about, and instead of what you came for, you found something a little different? What if, instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number, 1-800-662-HELP? What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral. Or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Highs around 9 above this afternoon under overcast skies with snow likely. Winds out of the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance for snow tonight 7 below, cloudy. High of 1 tomorrow, snow likely. 1 to 2 inches of snow today through tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 1 below.
Welcome back to Morning Magazine for this December 22nd, 2022. You have your host, James, here, and we're speaking with our good friend, Laura Huber, 4-H program educator with UW Extension. Always good to have you in studio, Laura. We've been talking about some of the partnerships that the 4-H has with some other organizations. I wanted to get into next Discovering 4-H series.
Yeah, so this is a partnership we're doing with Wisconsin 4-H, the whole statewide program. Mm. And I think the timing is great. Right now, let's face it, we're all excited that winter is just beginning. Every snowfall for kids. Yeah. At least is exciting. Yeah. But as the winter season goes on, we all find ourselves maybe starting to stumble with some winter blues or some cabin fever. So we have these Discover 4-H series coming up in January and February. Again, a completely free program. Mm-hmm. And we have two different setups. One is for those youth in kindergarten through second grade, and the other is for kids in third grade through sixth grade. Mm. And when folks sign up, they're going to end up with a supplies kit from me. Mm. And so Clover Buds are going to do things like learn how to build a straw rocket, which is a lot of fun, flying mm-hmm. those through the house. We've got how to make a cake in the microwave. We've got stuff about mental wellness, all of that kind of stuff for those kindergarten through second graders. And then our program for third through sixth graders more is like focusing around like celebration.
Okay.
And so again, supplies to do all of that. And it's going to include some art. It's going to include some food sciences. And again, it's going to include some pieces for mental wellness. And so I just want to invite everybody.
Yeah.
If you have kids in that kindergarten through sixth grade range and you want to give them an opportunity to delve into something a little bit new this year, give me a call at the Wood County Extension office and I can give you some links for how to sign up for it. And then the materials to go along with the programs are going to be available starting January 12th. And the programs themselves will start, I believe it's January 17th for those Clover Buds. January 24th for the older kids, and it will run through February. So it's a nice kind of distraction, a little something new and some learning during the cabin fever blues.
Yeah, with the virtual sessions ability there too, it's not making people having to travel in bad weather maybe or anything yep. like that. That's a nice advantage too.
And I know a lot of people still like they go virtual, but when you talk to the kids, if it's not like a day long of school drudgery yeah. sitting on their backsides, it's fun. They get to meet kids from all over the state in this case. It's interactive. They have fun. It's 1 hour of learning and doing something brand new. And then they get to leave. So don't, you know, cast it aside because yeah. it's virtual. Kids love it.
Mm-hmm. Another Discovering 4-H series, third to sixth graders. You mentioned
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's so much fun. How about the Project Discovery Day at Midstate? What about that one?
Yeah, so Midstate, another great partner. We're going to offer this. It's a day-long hands-on event where kids get to learn all sorts of things related to our kind of typical 4-H projects. But the other piece, because we're at Midstate, they're going to open up a window into what kind of program offerings kids can delve into in high school, working towards that, you know, graduation
nice.
Piece and after college. And can I tell you that I have just recently learned so much about what Midstate has to offer?
Oh, yeah.
Like not only the programs themselves, but even offering things like laptops, mm-hmm. offering things like shuttle services between campuses. I think a lot of people don't know. And that what to do after high school graduation can feel daunting. So the more we can do to let people know what our community partners like Mid-State have to offer for us right here, mm-hmm. the better off. And I think it's great for parents to learn. It puts their minds at ease. But for our high schoolers to also know, like, there's some really cool and affordable things right here in Wood County.
I couldn't agree more. Every time we have Mid-State on, I joke with them that they make it really hard not to want to continue your education. I mean, yeah. they give you no excuses. Well, this I can't. Well, this, nope. They counter every single thing. Yeah. They do such a good job in their communities of getting people, hey, you want to learn, that's the first step. Yeah. If you want to do that. Now, it's really cool to hear about this program, too, because I know that there are other organizations, that there are other things out there for kids that bridge that gap of high school to college or high school to whatever, you know, a trade school or wherever you're going next. But it's still gray area. And every day there's more things, more options, more scholarships, more things out there that we talk to people all the time at Mid-State or Encourage or other places. Yeah. We got these scholarships and nobody knows about them. Like, that kind of thing happens all the time.
You bet.
Having something like this is going to help less kids falling through the cracks and falling into that gray area.
And I so appreciate that they're willing to start working with us. Like, we work with kindergartners through 13th graders, right? And they're ready to open their doors just to let kids start thinking about that there are possibilities here. And the possibilities that are here are because Mid-State is constantly working with the employers in the area too.
Right.
So talk about fresh and current and, you know, like, bless them. I love working with them.
That's really cool.
So,
Laura, when I know that what we're talking about today are partnerships with the 4-H and other organizations. We've got great partnerships we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. I do want to make sure that the audience knows that we're open to new ones.
Absolutely.
Definitely open to new options, new opportunities for the 4-H and our youth to be able to experience whatever it might be. There's so many different avenues for something like this.
Very true. And the more we have partners, the more we can do, right? Because I'm going to tell you, there are all sorts of things that I just don't have the skill set to do. But if we have somebody that's willing to work and help teach, and it might be a volunteer or it might be a partner, like a big partner, right, to make things happen. So I would always be willing to entertain a conversation. Mm-hmm. And people can reach me at 715-421-8439. That's my office at the courthouse, so feel free to stop by sometime too.
And I know it's not necessarily in the same ballpark as what we're talking about here, but when we're talking about partnerships and community relationships and all that, I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up or think about what happened to the 4-H this year and losing an iconic, beautiful building, and worrying, well, what happens next? And this community stepping right up, just right there, and wanting to help.
Absolutely. So in November, we just had our annual recognition banquet, and we were so proud and thankful to be able to recognize the VFW as a friend of 4-H, because they really did step forward. There are just a few 4-H clubs in the Wisconsin Rapids area, and Snyder 4-H is certainly one of them. Mm. And so to lose that building and losing a place to meet was huge. So for the VFW to step up and say, hey, open, our doors are open, come on in here. And we've been there for a long time now, right? There are some issues trying to figure out how to rebuild on the site that they have.
Yeah.
So it's still going to be a while. Yeah. And the VFW has said, hey, we're here for the long haul, and we really, really appreciate that.
There's so many layers to this. Just that situation alone, let alone all the other relationships we've talked about here. And again, this all comes back to the whether it's Mid-State, whether it's the VFW, and the libraries. Everybody realizes we're all trying to make the same thing happen here. Give our kids as much as they possibly can, so that when they take over, when they're running things, they do. I would like to think, and I'm just speaking for myself here, a better job than we've done.
Yeah.
That's what we want for kids. We want them to have better, we want it for our own children, we want it for all children, to have better lives and do better than we did. This is how we make that happen. partnerships, communication, working together, that we are more connected than we are divided, mm-hmm. not giving in to division, you know, and working together through these things. Nobody would have expected, well, I noticed the VFW didn't step up. Nobody expected them to do that.
Right.
They just did it.
Right.
Like doing more of those kind of things and stepping up when not just when it's called upon, but when it isn't,
mm-hmm.
I think that stands out.
So truthfully, I have to tell you, you know, when that building burned down, it, first of all, it was a shock, mm-hmm. right? And so there's a grieving process that goes in, and then kind of that feeling of like, oh my gosh, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
And so I remember so clearly coming in and just like, we don't know what's going to happen. We need somebody's help. I don't know where to go. And getting phone calls from there, right?
Mm.
So being so thankful that just communicating and sharing with the community, like people, there was no direct ask there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Just somebody saying, hearing about the problem, finding out that that was there and saying, you know what, I think maybe I can do something to help. What an amazing thing that is.
Just a big, gigantic thank you to the community, to the VFW, to McMillan, to Midstate, to all these great organizations working with our youth, working with the 4-H. Laura, we talked about a lot of fun stuff today. Somehow we always run out of show. If people want to find out more about some of these things, how can they reach you?
So the easiest way to reach me is probably by phone at 715-421-8439. And extension Wood County, we're on the web. Wood County 4-H. Always look for Wood County, Wisconsin 4-H, just as a little FYI, because there is a Wood County in Ohio. We don't want you going there.
Yeah,
come right
yeah,
to me.
I've had that happen, actually. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Laura, for the time. We appreciate it. Wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll see you soon.
Happy holidays. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we'll be out of here. We'll get out of here right now. On that note, thank you for listening. Keep on listening to WFHR, locally grown radio.